afternoon and welcome to the Catholic Opinion. My name is Father Anthony Sumich, bringing you this show from the Catholic Diocese of Auckland, New Zealand. Let's begin today's show with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, obviously, today, Good Friday. One of the great holy days in remembrance of our Lord's passion and death on the cross. So, for today's show, we are going to be doing the Stations of the Cross. That is according to the method of St. Alphonsus Liguori. So, without any further ado, since it's going to take us about 25 minutes to get through it, let's get straight into it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. First, we need to make an act of contrition for the intention of gaining the indulgences connected with this devotion. Okay, so you would make your own personal act of contrition at this time. It will continue on with a preparatory prayer. My Lord Jesus Christ, thou hast made this journey to die for me with love unutterable, and I have so many times unworthily abandoned thee, but now I love thee with my whole heart. And because I love thee, I repent sincerely for having ever offended thee. Pardon me, my God, and permit me to accompany thee on this journey. Thou goest to die for love of me. I wish also, my beloved Redeemer, to die for love of thee. My Jesus, I will live and die always united to thee. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that Jesus, after having been scourged and crowned with thorns, was unjustly condemned by Pilate to die on the cross. My adorable Jesus, it was not Pilate. No, it was my sins that condemned thee to die. I beseech thee, by the merits of this sorrowful journey, to assist my soul in its journey towards eternity. I love thee, my beloved Jesus. I love thee more than myself. I repent with my whole heart of having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. The second station, Jesus is made to carry his cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that Jesus, in making this journey with the cross on his shoulders, thought of us and offered for us to his Father the death that he was about to undergo. My most beloved Jesus, I embrace all the tribulations that thou hast destined for me until death. I beseech thee, by the merits of the pain that thou didst suffer in carrying thy cross, to give me the necessary help to carry mine with perfect patience and resignation. I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider this first fall of Jesus under his cross. His flesh was torn by the scourges, his head crowned with thorns, and he had lost a great quantity of blood. He was so weakened that he could scarcely walk, and yet he had to carry this great load upon his shoulders. The soldiers struck him rudely, and thus he fell several times in his journey. My beloved Jesus, it is not the weight of the cross, but of my sins, which has made thee suffer so much pain. Ah, by the merits of this first fall, deliver me from the misfortune of falling into mortal sin. I love thee, O my Jesus, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. The fourth station, Jesus meets his sorrowful mother. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the meeting of the Son and the Mother, which took place on this journey. Jesus and Mary looked at each other, and their looks became as so many arrows to wound those hearts which loved each other so tenderly. My most loving Jesus, by the sorrow thou didst experience in this meeting, grant me the grace of a truly devoted love for thee, for thy most holy mother. And thou, my queen, who wast overwhelmed with sorrow, obtain for me by thy intercession a continual and tender remembrance of the passion of thy Son. I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that the Jews, seeing that at each step Jesus from weakness was on the point of expiring, and fearing that he would die on the way, when they wished him to die the ignominious death of the cross, constrained Simon the Cyrenian to carry the cross with our Lord. My most sweet Jesus, I will not refuse the cross as the Cyrenian did. I accept it. I embrace it. I accept in particular the death that thou hast destined for me, with all the pains which may accompany it. I unite it to thy death. I offer it to thee. Thou hast died for love of me. I will die for love of thee and to please thee. Help me by thy grace. I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that the holy woman named Veronica, seeing Jesus so afflicted and his face bathed in a sweat of blood, presented him with a towel with which he wiped his adorable face, leaving on it the impression of his holy countenance. My most beloved Jesus, thy face was beautiful before, but in this journey it has lost all its beauty, and wounds and blood have disfigured it. Alas, my soul also was once beautiful, when it received thy grace in baptism. But I have disfigured it since by my sins. Thou alone, my Redeemer, canst restore it to its former beauty. Do this by thy passion, O Jesus. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the second fall of Jesus under the cross, a fall which renews the pains of all the wounds of the head and members of our afflicted Lord. My most gentle Jesus, how many times thou hast pardoned me, and how many times have I fallen again and begun again to offend thee? O, by the merits of this new fall, give me the necessary helps to persevere in thy grace until death. Grant that in all temptations which assail me, I may always commend myself to thee. I love thee, Jesus, my love, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the eighth station, the women of Jerusalem weep over Jesus. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that these women wept with compassion at seeing Jesus in so pitiable a state, streaming with blood as he walked along. But Jesus said to them, "Weep not for me, but for your children." My Jesus, laden with sorrows, I weep for the offences that I have committed against thee, because of the pains which they have deserved, and still more because of the displeasure which they have caused thee, who hast loved me so much. It is thy love more than the fear of hell which causes me to weep for my sins. My Jesus, I love thee more than myself. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the ninth station, Jesus falls a third time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the third fall of Jesus Christ. His weakness was extreme, and the cruelty of his executioners excessive, who tried to hasten his steps when he had scarcely strength to move. Ah, my outraged Jesus, by the merits of the weakness that thou didst suffer in going to Calvary, give me strength sufficient to conquer all human respect and all my wicked passions, which have led me to despise thy friendship. I love thee, Jesus, my love, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the violence with which the executioners stripped Jesus. His inner garments adhered to his torn flesh, and they dragged them off so roughly that the skin came with them. Compassionate, your Saviour, thus cruelly treated, and say to him, my innocent Jesus, by the merits of the torments which thou hast felt, help me to strip myself of all affection to things of earth, in order that I may place all my love in thee, who art so worthy of my love. I love thee, O Jesus, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that Jesus, after being thrown on the cross, extended his hands and offered to his eternal Father the sacrifice of his life for our salvation. These barbarians fastened him with nails and then, raising the cross, left him to die with anguish on this infamous gibbet. My Jesus, loaded with contempt, nail my heart to thy feet, that it may ever remain there to love thee and never quit thee again. I love thee more than myself. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the 12th station, Jesus is raised upon the cross and dies. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider how thy Jesus, after 3 hours of agony on the cross, consumed at length with anguish, abandons himself to the weight of his body, bows his head and dies. O my dying Jesus, I kiss devoutly the cross on which thou didst die for love of me. I have merited by my sins to die a miserable death, but thy death is my hope. By the merits of thy death, give me grace to die embracing thy feet and burning with love for thee. I commit my soul into thy hands. I love thee with my whole heart. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of his mother. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that our Lord, having expired, two of his disciples, Joseph and Nicodemus, took him down from the cross and placed him in the arms of his afflicted mother, who received him with unutterable tenderness and pressed him to her bosom. O Mother of Sorrows, for the love of this Son, accept me for thy servant, and pray to him for me. And thou, my Redeemer, since thou hast died for me, permit me to love thee, for I wish but thee, my Jesus, and I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the 14th station, Jesus is laid in the sepulchre. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that the disciples carried the body of Jesus to bury it, accompanied by his holy mother, who arranged it in the sepulchre with her own hands. Then they closed the tomb and all withdrew. On my buried Jesus, I kissed the stone that encloses thee, but thou didst rise again the third day. I beseech thee, by thy resurrection, to be always united with thee in heaven, to praise thee and to love thee. I love thee, and I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. We will now say the prayer to Jesus crucified. Behold, O kind and most sweet Jesus, I cast myself upon my knees in thy sight, and with the most fervent desire of my soul, I pray and beseech thee that thou wouldst impress upon my heart lively sentiments of faith, hope, and charity. With true contrition for my sins and a firm purpose of amendment, well, with deep affection and grief of soul, I ponder within myself and mentally contemplate thy five wounds, having before my eyes the words which David the prophet put on thy lips concerning thee. They have pierced my hands and feet. They have numbered all my bones. And now to conclude, we'll say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, we would do in order to gain the plenary indulgence connected with this devotion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that concludes our Way of the Cross for this Good Friday. We hope that you will make your way to your nearest Catholic church to attend the solemn liturgy for the remembrance of the crucifixion and death of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ on this day, which he has done to give us the graces necessary that we can make right decisions in our life, choose that we will follow the laws of our Lord and die in his grace and thus see him for all eternity. This is offered to each and every other human being on the planet, the recognition of this most holy day, that God, having become man, died on a cross for our sins so that we may have an opportunity to be with him in heaven. And so the church today is offering up these liturgies so that we can come to this saving grace and be saved ourselves. So God bless you all. We have a 3 o'clock liturgy today at St. Paul's College and tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on the vigil. So we hope to see you at St. Paul's tomorrow evening for the vigil of Easter. God bless you.